Team Croatia has been hard at work in their final hours in the lead-up to their game against Morocco. Croatian fans have high hopes, especially Tomislav, who shows off his proud collection of tickets for matches of past games played by his team. His passion for football was passed down by his father. They even attended the last World Cup together in 2018. But this year, Tomislav is on his own.
My dad has since hung up his boots. Russia was his last major championship, but he transferred that passion to me. So I will continue as long as I can, physically, mentally and financially, of course, to attend the championships.
An assistant at the University of Kalibak managed to score tickets to Qatar through a special FIFA program. He's one of 50 who gets a free trip, which would otherwise have cost up to several thousand dollars. Croatia Airlines has a charter flight of 150 seats arriving in Qatar in time for Wednesday's match.
The first flight leaves the evening before the first match between Croatia and Morocco. If we get more interest from fans, we'll offer more seats for people to travel to see the national team play.
The Croatian Football Association says they've sold around 300 packages, more than $5,400 each, to get people to Qatar.
The World Cup in Qatar is unique, as everything is concentrated in one place. Doha looks like an Olympic village. Everyone comes to the same place with a shared goal. In previous tournaments, it was difficult to meet anyone except opponents from their own group, but this time everything is mixed. Apart from alcohol restrictions, it will be a special football experience.
The Croatian Football Association says the high prices for accommodation in Qatar has put some people off.
It's expected that interest in attending the games will be lower than usual because of those high prices. I think we can expect between 1,500 and 2,000 fans per game for our group.
If the Croatian team passes the group stage of the competition, you can bet the scenes will be jubilant throughout fan zones in Doha and Croatia. Elisha Foon, Al Jazeera.